are back with a couple more minutes with Ron Chernow talking about John D. Rockefeller, talking about a great fortune he amassed, a great fortune he spent, and the country that is sort of the big tapestry that wraps around John D. Rockefeller. I was quite struck in your introduction to The Titan that you talk about we are now at a time when the whole world is becoming sort of like America was then. At the end of your massive research, did you have a reinforced sense that we have things to learn from John Rockefeller, from Standard Oil, from the trusts, from that 100 years as we go forward?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I think that people are reading this book. This is very gratifying to me as a historian. Not so much in an escapist field, but because they look back at the period of 100 years ago, and they see society grappling with the same problems as today. The Gilded Age was a period of new technologies and new industries that led to new fortunes. So people had to decide what's a healthy level of concentration industry, what constitutes fair business practices, what's the proper degree of government intervention in the economy, what are the obligations of people who amass great fortunes. You know, so you see all of these issues that, I must say, 100 years ago, tremendously polarized society are with us today because we've been going through a long, you know, period where the stock market's booming and the economy has expanded. These issues are more abstract; they're floating out there. But I could imagine that at some point in the future, when the economy changes, that these things may again become very angry and contentious issues in the way that they were 100 years ago.
And the press presumably will play its role as it did with
Mr. Rockefeller. You make a strong point about the press and as it changes playing an important role in
the press. Yeah, it's very important in Rockefeller's story because it was really, you know, Ida Tarbell and the Muckrakers who made John D. Rockefeller public enemy number one and who exposed all his misdeeds, and he didn't realize the power of the press, and that took him by surprise. We're living through an age in the 1980s and 1990s that we have never gone through a period in American history where businessmen were as lionized as they are today, and there's been, you know, really very little criticism, really very little discussion in terms of what people will do with these fortunes.
There's one other piece that somewhere in there, I had a sense, and I think even Rockefeller said it, that had he known at the beginning what all of that wealth was going to bring him, he might not have done it.
Yeah, you know, I've written about a lot of rich people, and I must say, I don't mind being comfortable and having money to pay the rent and picking up a few dollars in royalties, but doing these books has not left me with a burning desire to have great great wealth. It has a very distorting impact on people's lives.
And it seems to come out on the children. I mean, there seems to be this fundamental conflict. If you give them too much, you ruin them. If you withhold from them, as Rockefeller did in some very substantial ways, you also do some serious damage. And it seems to be an almost irresolvable, I mean, the single greatest conflict is how to deal with your children.
Yeah, I think you're right. And, you know, relations between parents and children are always strained enough without adding the complication of how some vast fortune is going to be divided. And then what happened with Rockefeller, because he had this compulsive need to see the money properly spent, even once he had given the money to his children, he would sort of police how they were spending it. And so it just adds a lot of issues to the one relationship in life that always has enough issues to contend with. You
know? Ron Chernow, we have learned a great deal from your work, and we thank you for doing it.
It was a great pleasure, this interview. Thank you.
Ron Chernow's book about the life of John D. Rockefeller Sr. is called Titan. It really does give you the sense you've met John D. Sr. We're glad Ron undertook this monumental task. I'm Paula Gordon. I wish you well.